This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. My respected brothers, my sisters in Islam, let us continue on with our tafsir of Surah Taha. And alhamdulillah, we came to the point where Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام garners up his courage, and he goes to the courts of Fir'aun and challenges Fir'aun to allow the Banu Israel to come out. And also tells Fir'aun to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not be haughty and proud. And of course, Fir'aun bellies the challenge. He makes up his own story. He tries to insult Musa alayhi salam. And more details about that debate will actually come up, inshallah, in Surah Shu'ara and other surahs like Surah Al-Anbiya and others. However, for now, let's just know that Musa alayhi salam had a debate with Fir'aun and won the debate. And then thereafter, alhamdulillah, we now come to the point where Fir'aun says, I know how to defeat you. I know what you need. And Fir'aun here in the next two pages is going to bring out a massive challenge. And that challenge is he's going to find magicians from the farthest corners of the earth, of Egypt. And he's going to ask them to create the best magical challenge that they can to defeat the magic of Musa alayhi salam, because he didn't know the difference between magic and miracle. And so as a result, all of these magicians come, they have a national day that they have, everyone gathers, and in front of them they do the magic, and then they are about to win. At that point, Musa alayhi salam does his miracles, and the miracle destroys the magic. And when that happens, then the magicians themselves submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they submit to Allah, Fir'aun loses it. Because in front of everyone, Allah has established the haqq. And on top of that, these magicians who are in the morning enemies of Allah, in the evening are friends of Allah. Can you imagine? And not only that, but look at the sacrifice of these magicians, in that they persisted despite knowing the tyranny of Fir'aun. And so they stood up to the haqq. And they stood up to the tyranny of Fir'aun, despite the fact that they knew that Fir'aun would actually hurt them, harm them, not only them, but also destroy their families and their tribes. SubhanAllah, the courage. SubhanAllah, the sacrifice. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. And also the fact that enemies of God can become his best friends shows Allah's mercy, shows Allah's forbearance, shows that we all have hope. Because inshallah, none of us are enemies of God, right? And we might be sinners, but we are not enemies of Allah Azza wa Jal. And so as a result, if the worst of people can become the best of people, then inshallah, those people who are not as bad, inshallah, can also become the best of people. Bi-idhnillah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. Lots of hope, inshallah, in this story. Amazing. Inshallah, let's take it and see what Allah Azza wa Jal says. Minha khalaqnakum, and from that we have created you, meaning from the earth. Wa minha nu'idukum, and to it you will be returned. وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَىٰ, and from that earth you will be returned back again. And this is also what Allah does ultimately with crops. Water falls, and therefore because of this the green crops come out. Then it becomes dry and it dies, and then it goes down to the earth again, and then until the rain falls again, and then thereafter it comes up again. So this is the sign of resurrection. This is how Allah will resurrect. وَلَقَدْ أَرَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا, verily we had showed him our signs, كُلَّهَا, all of it, meaning all of the signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla was shown in himself, in others, in his creation, in his dominion. Allah showed Fir'aun all of his signs. وَلَقَدْ أَرَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا كُلَّهَا فَكَذَّبَ وَأَبَى, so he was arrogant, haughty and proud, and he decided to turn away from me. Qala, he said, أَجِئْتَنَا لِتُخْرِجَنَا مِنْ أَرْضِنَا, have you come in order to throw us out from our homes? بِسِحْرِكَ يَا مُوسَى, with your magic. You know, and this verse of Fir'aun, yani, shows that, you know, he was lying, right? First of all, that he didn't come for that purpose. He didn't come so that you could leave. He asked you to accept Islam. That's all it was. You can still continue to be king, right? and obey Allah Azza wa Jalla, you could still continue in your path. But my point is that people who are in the error, they try and gain sympathy of people with arguments that are false. I mean, let me give you an example. For example, these days, many Western leaders, they will take the example that, you know, they will take the argument that we stand up for our values and these are against our values, and as if Islamic values are totally, totally 100% against Western values. No, there is a large overlap. Yani trust, faithfulness, authenticity, integrity, truthfulness. These are some simple values that are similar to each. So as a result, no, Islamic values are not totally foreign to Western values. There is a large overlap of common values. And when you try and say our way of life, our thing, I mean, what exactly is the Australian way of life or the British way of life or the American way of life? What does it mean? I mean, does it mean to be a British or Aussie, you have to go to the pub? No. No, you could still be an Aussie and not go to the pub because you don't drink or because drinking is wrong or immoral or you feel it's just waste of time, right? So at the end of the day, what is or isn't is very subjective. Yeah, what is American, what is Aussie is very subjective. What we know is definitely is that these certain values, integrity, trust, honor, fair game, these are Western values, yes, but they also happen to be, guess what, Islamic values too. So at the end of the day, what do you mean by you being different? At the end of the day, if you're trying to use these things as if they are your own monopoly, then that is not the case. Islamic values are also quite similar in these matters. وَلَقَدْ أَرَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا. What did he say? He said, أَجِئْتَنَا لِتُخْرِجَنَا مِنْ أَرْضِنَا بِسِحْرِكَ يَا مُوسَى. Have you come in order to throw us out? Of course he was lying. And no, he didn't come to take us out, throw us out. And he was pretending us out, meaning the Banu Israel, as if he's them. But the weird thing is, he's the one punishing them. So how does he have the audacity to claim that you want to take my people out? Are they your people? You're killing them. How can they be your people? You don't obviously like them. So why do you think that they're your people? I mean, if they are your people, then behave well with them, right? أَجِئْتَنَا لِتُخْرِجَنَا مِنْ أَرْضِنَا بِسِحْرِكَ يَا مُوسَى بِسِحْرِكَ. So therefore, he didn't know the difference between black magic and between a miracle. What is the difference between black magic and a miracle? Numerous differences. Number one, black magic happens whenever the magician wants it, whereas miracles only happen when Allah wants it, right? So magician could say, what would you like? A pizza? Bam, here you go, here's a New York style pizza. So a black magic happens through whenever the magician wants it. Whereas miracles only happen when Allah wants it, and then it gets attributed back to Allah, right? This is number one. Number two is that miracles only happen to good people, whereas black magic happens to people who are not righteous at all. They are evil people. They are the ones who do black magic. Number three, black magic is almost always or is always a play with the jinn and a game and a deception. Whereas a miracle actually is a total change of the laws of physics and the laws of life as we know it. Right? Totally. Like for example, the Prophet ﷺ having water coming out of his hand. There was a miracle of the Prophet ﷺ. Another one of the Sahabi, his eyes fell out. And so the Prophet ﷺ put it back in. Another one, he had conjunctivitis in his eye, so the Prophet ﷺ spat on the eye, and also he threw some sand from the sand of Medina, and you know, there was another miracle. Another one was a splitting of the moon that happened at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. And these are all miracles because it cannot have happened by the Prophet's will, it happens by Allah's will, and it happened to a righteous person. And number three is that it actually is so outrageous and it's so magnanimous and so big in its being that it cannot actually be a lie or a falseness, or it cannot be bewitching of the eyes. And so as a result, we must always know the difference between a black magic and a miracle. طيب بسحرك يا موسى فلنأتينك بسحر مثله. We will most definitely challenge your magic with another magic. فَجْعَلْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكَ مَوْعِدًا. So let's put a challenge between us and you, مَوْعِد, appointed time. لا نخلفه, we will not be absent from it. نحن ولا أنت مكانا سوى, nor you from an evil position. قال موعدكم يوم الزينة. So he said, your appointment and our appointment will be the day of zina, the day of frivolity, the day of enjoyment and happiness. وَأَيُّحْشَرَ النَّاسُ duha, and on that day when mankind will be all raised up, well, will all rise up for the duha, meaning after sun has risen, 8-9 o'clock, that is the time when we'll all gather together and we will have this amazing magic game. Okay? فَتَوَلَّى فِرْعَوْنُ فَجَمْعَ كَيْدَهُ ثُمَّ أَتَى. So Fir'aun turned away, and then he gathered his court jesters, and then he asked them to bring all the worst of the best of the magicians. And then he said, فَجَمْعَ كَيْدَهُ. So he put his plan together. He had put a plan how to destroy Musa alayhi salam. You know, he was too haughty and proud to just kill him. He said, you know what, I'm going to prove you're filthy, and you're wrong, and you're a liar, and I'm going to prove it to you. So he got his scheme together. And then he brought all of these magicians. So qala lahum Musa. So what did Musa alayhi salam say to them? He said to the magicians, he said to all of those scheming, he said, qala lahum Musa waylakum, woe to you. Wail can also mean a valley in Jahannam, which is called Wail, and that is a very evil valley in Jahannam. La taftaru ala Allahi kadiban, do not invent a lie about Allah. Fa yushitakum bi'adab, so he will touch you with punishment. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنِ افْتَرَىٰ, and he is the loser, the one who has made up a lie about Allah Azza wa Jal. فَتَنَازَعُوا, so they debate, meaning, are we really making this conversation? What is he going to say? What the heck is it? What's going on? So, فَتَنَازَعُوا, they all debated amongst themselves. أَمْرَهُمْ, their affair. وَأَصَرُّ النَّجْوَىٰ, and they all said, that's it, we are going to compete. We're not going to be put off. He's trying to intimidate us. No, that's not. Yeah, we believe in a God, but you know, guess what? This is just magic. So, Allahu musta'an. فَتَنَازَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ. Yeah? And it shows that, you know what? Musa alayhi salam was on haq. Because the haq stopped them. The truth stopped them from, just dismissing Musa totally. It made them at least debate and argue. And then they decided to still fight Allah Azza wa Jal, because they were sure that they were on the right. فَتَنَازَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ أَصَرُّ النَّجْوَىٰ, and they said, definitely they're going to go for the najwa, which is the competition. قَالُوا إِنْ هَذَا لِنَسَاحِرَانِ, so they said, or Fir'aun said, Allah Ta'ala alam, some others said that it wasn't Fir'aun speaking, it was actually the magicians or their jesters speaking out. قَالُوا إِنْ هَذَا لِنَسَاحِرَانِ, these two magicians, yuridani, they want to, ay yukhrijakum min ardikum, to take you out of your land, bisihrihima, with their magic, wayadhhaba bitariqatikum almuthla, and to go their for you to go their chosen path. Faajmi'u kaydakum, so put your kayd and your scheming and plotting and planning together. ثُمَّ أَتُوا صَفَّا, then come in a row as if you're going to destroy them all together. وَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْيَوْمَ مَنِ اسْتَعْلَىٰ, and today the successful one will be the one who wins. Meaning, successful meaning, Fir'aun will reward them and give them lots of ajr, lots of reward, and give them lots of wealth. طيب. قَالُوا يَا مُوسَىٰ, so they said, يَا مُوسَىٰ, or Moses, إِمَّا أَن تُلْقِيَ وَإِمَّا أَن نَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَلْقَىٰ, either you throw or we throw. قَالَ بَلْ أَلْقُوا, so what did Musa alayhi salam say? He said, you throw. And this is important, because in a debate and in a competition, don't be the first one. Yeah, or even in a negotiation, I've learned this from a negotiation training, that you should not be the first to negotiate. You shouldn't be the first to say, I think I'll pay $1,000 for this. No. Don't be the first to offer. Be the last to offer. Meaning, let the other party put forward their proposal, how much, then you put forward your proposal as a counter, right? Never be the first to propose. So they said, bal alqu, rather you throw. فَإِذَا حِبَالُهُمْ, so it is as if in front of their eyes, the حِبَالُهُمْ, their ropes, وَعْصِيُّهُمْ, and their staffs, يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ, decided to go towards him. أَنَّهَا مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ, from their magic, أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى, it is as if it is moving. So it shows that therefore Musa alayhi salam was also bewitched, and his eyes were bewitched. It shows therefore, brothers and sisters, if a prophet of God can feel the effects of magic, then what about you and me? That's number one. But I'm not saying this so that you can feel afraid of black magic. But I'm saying this so that you are aware and you take precautions, right? You take precautions. And it doesn't matter how righteous you feel you are, how much Quran you've read, how much salah you do, or how much zakat you've given. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you protect yourself. And that's why the adhkar are so important. The adhkar are so important. You've got to protect yourself with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا حِبَالُهُمْ عَسَيُّهُمْ يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى. That it is going towards him. فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. So he felt, Musa felt, فِي نَفْسِهِ, in his heart, خِيفَة or fear. خِيفَةً مُوسَى. قُلْنَا, we said, لَا تَخَفْ, don't be afraid. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعْلَى. So Allah Azza wa Jal whispered to him and said, don't be afraid. You're going to be the higher because you are upon truth. So therefore, number of things. Number one, protect yourself with dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla so that you are not bewitched and so that you're not harmed. Number two, it's all right to feel fear. It's all right to feel fear. But courage is the overcoming of fear. Musa alayhi salam was courageous here. Why? In front of people, can you imagine? He's being tested. The worst of the magicians all brought forward. Fir'aun watching, all the court jesters watching, all the noblemen watching, all of Egypt watching, really. So he felt a little bit of fear, right? في نفسه خيفة موسى. But look at the next one. قلنا لا تخف. We said to him, don't be afraid, because you see, anyone who worships Allah Azza wa Jal should never be afraid of anyone but Allah. And that is what Allah is saying. Don't be afraid of him, be afraid of me. Yeah? And don't be afraid, you're going to be on the higher because you are upon the right. Be confident. And that is why what Allah was trying to do with Musa alayhi salam was to increase his confidence. Also, when I read that, I feel the love of Allah for Musa because he didn't abandon Musa alayhi salam. And also shows that Allah fulfilled what he had said. Innani ma'akuma asma'u wa ara. I'm with you both. I hear and see everything. So we know from this, brothers and sisters in Islam, that even if we are tested, and the best of test is to speak the truth to a tyrant, right? Even if we're tested. And also from the sunnah of the prophets of God is to debate and to challenge. And so if we are tested, know that Allah's help is near if indeed you are righteous and truthful. So فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى is just a very normal human being reaction. But what does Allah do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases his taqwa, makes him confident and tells him that you are going to be on the upright because you are on the haqq. So what does he do? وَأَلْقِ مَا فِي يَمِينِكَ. Throw what's in your right hand, ya Musa, which is his staff. تَلْقَفْ مَا صَنَعُوا. It will eat up what they have done. إِنَّمَا صَنَعُوا كَيْدُ سَاحِرٍ. What they have done is nothing but the magic of the sahir, or the schemings of the magician. وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى. And the sahir will never be successful when in opposition to the truth. So the sahir is always successful with people who lie, people who are unrighteous. Sahir is always successful because at the end of the day, he's cheating and lying. But when in the eye of the law and in front of the truth, sahir will never be successful. That's what Allah says. Right? وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى. These verses are very powerful to be read to people who are possessed. So if you know someone who is affected by black magic or who is affected by the evil eye, read these verses to them. فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِي خِيفَةً مُوسَى قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعْلَى وَأَلْقِ مَا فِي يَمِينِكَ تَلْقَفْ مَا صَنَعُوا إِنَّمَا صَنَعُوا كَيْدُ سَاحِرٍ وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى. The sahir will never be successful whatever he tries to do. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سُجَّدًا. And so a massive, amazing thing happened. What happened? The magicians saw it, they knew this was not magic, because you can't fight the magic with the magic, must be a miracle. And so as a result, they fell down prostrating. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سُجَّدًا. They fell down prostrating. قَالُوا. They said, آمَنَّ بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى. Verily, I believe in the Lord of Harun and Musa. قَالَ آمَنْتُمْ لَهُ. Saying, have you believed in him? قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ. Before I have allowed you. إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرُكُمُ الَّذِي عَلَّمَكُمُ السِّحْرَ. Now I know he is actually your master. That's why his magic is stronger, because he is the master of the magicians. He is the one who taught you magic. فَلَا أُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ So I'm going to cut your hands off from the opposite sides. فَلَا أُقَطِّعَنَّ What did he say? فَلَا أُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ I'm going to cut your limbs and your hands and your legs from the opposite sides. مِنْ خِلَافٍ وَلَا أُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ And I will crucify you. فِي جُذُوعِ النَّخَلِ In the جُذُوعِ النَّخَلِ In the trunk of the date palm. Not the fi doesn't mean inside, means on. Sometimes fi can be used for on. Fasiru fil ardh. Travel in the land. Doesn't mean in, means on the land, right? لَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ فِي جُذُوعِ النَّخْلِ وَلَتَعْلَمُنَّ And you'll most definitely know. أَيُّنَا Who amongst us, either me or Allah, is أَشَدُّ عَذَابًا وَأَبْقَى Is more severe in punishment and more unremitting and unforgiving of all. My brothers and sisters, Islam, look at how Fir'aun loses his cool. And he straight away orders with punishment and he straight away orders that these magicians be killed or tortured. And these magicians are going to be firm. Look what they say. قَالُوا لَن نُؤْثِرَكَ عَلَى مَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالَّذِي فَطَرَنَا لَن نُؤْثِرَكَ We're not going to choose you, Fir'aun, or choose your opinion. قَالُوا لَن نُؤْثِرَكَ We'll not choose you, Fir'aun, or your opinion. عَلَى مَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْحَقِّ From that which has come to us from the truth. وَالَّذِي فَطَرَنَا I swear by the one who has given us life. فَقَضِي مَا أَنْتَ قَدْ Do your worst. Do whatever you think you should do. مَا جَاءَ نعم فَقْضِي مَا أَنْتَ قَدْ إِنَّمَا تَقْضِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا Verily you only judge or you can only affect change or you can only hurt us in the life of this world. إِنَّا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّنَا Verily we have believed in our Lord. لِيَغْفِرَ لَنَا So that He may forgive us. خَطَيَانَا Our sins. وَمَا أَكْرَحْتَنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنَ السِّحْرِ And what you have forced us to do from the magic. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى And verily Allah is better and He is more lasting in reward. My brothers and sisters, Islam. And then the final thing, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَأْتِي رَبَّهُ مُجْرِمًا And verily the one who comes to his Lord as a sinner, فَإِنَّ لَهُ جَهَنَّمْ For him is Jahannam. لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى He will neither die therein nor will he live. وَمَنْ يَأْتِهِ مُؤْمِنًا And the one who comes to him as a believer. قَدْ عَمِلَ الصَّالِحَاتِ And he had done good deeds in order to prove the iman in his heart. فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتُ الْعُلَىٰ For them are the highest of statuses. جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ Gardens beneath which rivers flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا They will reside therein forever. وَذَٰلِكَ جَزَاءُ مَنْ تَزَكَّى That is the reward of the one who purifies his inner self and purifies his heart. Brothers and sisters, ponder with me for a minute, just 1 minute, as we finish off this talk today. Ponder with me for 1 minute the sacrifice of these people. These people, these magicians, woke up in the morning, enemies of God, went to sleep, as even if they got sleep, they went in the evening and they were helpers of God. Look at how Allah changes the hearts. So make dua to Allah, O Allah, the changer of the hearts. Keep my heart firm on your deen. Number two, look at how they became helpers of Allah. They became helpers of the Prophet. They spoke instead of Musa alayhi salam. So why don't you do something to defend Allah and His message as well? Do something to defend. Number three, did you notice the sacrifice they gave up? And did you also notice the sacrifice of their families? Because now the Fir'aun is going to cut their hands and legs off. They will forever be maimed. They'll not have an income. On top of that, they've lost their means of income. On top of that, perhaps the families will leave them. Despite all of this, they're ready for that sacrifice. Despite all of this, they're ready for making the sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What have we done for Allah? What sacrifice have we made? Have we made the sacrifice of these refugees from Syria? Have we made the sacrifice of a refugee in Syria whose father has been killed? Have we made the sacrifice of people in Iraq who have been going through torture after torture, difficulty after difficulty? Have we been through their difficulty? Have we even gone through their torture? Not at all, brothers and sisters. And so as a result, my respected brothers and sisters in Islam, why do we deserve Jannah should be the question that we ask ourselves. These guys, they deserve Jannah because they spoke the truth in the face of a tyrant and they stood up to it and they died as martyrs. But you and I, why do we deserve Jannah? Are we going to die as martyrs? Are we going to die speaking the truth? Are we going to stand up for Islam? Are we going to do something that amazes Allah? If we are not, then know this, we don't deserve Jannah. Just the mere mere being a Muslim does not make us deserving of Jannah. We've got to believe and then do righteous deeds. Then and only then do we deserve Jannah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with good deeds. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those people who are firm in this dunya and firm in the akhirah. Those who help Allah's deen, whose hearts are inclined towards Islam, who succeed in this dunya and the akhirah for our help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Jazakallah khair. I literally cannot teach for more than half an hour. Perhaps you can't hear for more than half because we're all fasting, inshallah, till tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.